Well, what is the view from Washington? NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here to set the table for us on a Monday morning. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And let's start with that Russian agreement with Iraq. Iraq was supposed to be our country, you know, an ally of the U.S. So how is this news of this agreement being received in Washington?
It's hard to argue with the proposition that the United States wants to work with literally any nation to resolve the conflict in Syria. That is not arguable. But it looks bad for us to be dealing with somebody who's dealing with Iran, somebody who's dealing with Russia. It's complicated. It makes people wonder what we're up to. And what we're looking for is any friend we can find in the Syrian fight. Now, of course, when the president sits down with Vladimir Putin, what he's going to want to do is he's going to try to get Putin to back off of the Assad regime, which has always been a Russian client and which Putin does not want to back off from, chiefly because at the particular moment we're at, that he does not want to be asked a lot of questions at the UN General Assembly about Ukraine. I know that takes us off into another part of the world entirely, but that's what Putin did not want this meeting in New York to be about. So he changed the channel. He sent some resources into Syria. He got Iraq to announce this particular agreement on intelligence. And that's where we are. We're all talking about Syria.
Brilliant. Well, as you say, this was supposed to be a conversation about Ukraine. So and Russia backing separatists there. Here is President Obama at the UN on that.
We recognize the deep and complex history between Russia and Ukraine. But we cannot stand by when the sovereignty and territorial integrity of a nation is flagrantly violated. If that happens without consequence in Ukraine, it could happen to any nation gathered here today. That's the basis of the sanctions that the United States and our partners impose on Russia. It's not a desire to return to a Cold War.
So, Ron Elving, if you say President Putin has brilliantly changed the topic, maybe President Obama brought it back. Look at the chessboard for us, though. I mean, in Congress, how is this all going to be received?
Congress is a little distracted at the moment, Robin, but insofar as members of Congress are focusing on all of this, they do want to feature the Ukraine conflict. That's one they think we can win. It's one they think we can rally our European allies with. And, of course, we just heard a few of the reasons why the Europeans haven't really bellied up to the bar on that in just a moment ago. But this is something the Republicans can at least find some common ground with the administration on, whereas we don't hear so much of that when we turn to the Syria question or we turn to the Middle East in general. The standard talking point for all the Republican presidential candidates and congressional leaders is that situation went south because President Obama is weak and he left a vacuum in the region by pulling out the United States armed forces.
Well, and now they are in the position of agreeing perhaps with President Putin on that. So we'll put that aside and just talk to the Congress, the Washington that has come to work today after Friday's announcement by House Speaker John Boehner that he's leaving. Here he is on CBS's Face the Nation on the difficulty of managing his fellow Republican lawmakers.
And so change comes slowly, and obviously too slowly for some.
Well, are they unrealistic about what can be done in government? That's the assumption.
Absolutely, they're unrealistic. Well, but, you know, the Bible says beware of false prophets. And there are people out there, you know, spreading noise about how much can get done. I mean, this whole idea that we're going to shut down the government to get rid of Obamacare in 2013, this plan never had a chance.
Wow, false prophets. I mean, John Boehner really took the Pope's visit to heart. And so how do you think he's going to be in the next, you know, few weeks while he's in office? He sounds like a guy who doesn't care what he says.
I think he's ready to make a deal. I think the Democrats would like to make a deal not only to keep the government open later this week. That's already a done deal. He'll use Democratic votes to get that done on later this week, Wednesday, Thursday. But he would also like to get some legacy achieved in the next month, and the Democrats would like to help him, and that would be immigration reform potentially in the House. There's still a Senate bill they could take up. There is the possibility of something on voting rights, and there's the possibility of some grander bargain, not a true grand bargain, but some larger agreement that could take us further into the future with regard to all of these fiscal problems, the tax levels and the spending levels. Maybe something could be worked out in this atmosphere while the Republicans are distracted choosing their next leader and while Boehner is still around and willing as never before to truly depend on Democratic votes as well as his own Republican votes to prevail on the floor of the House.
Quite something. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.